NASA scientists detect a parallel universe where time runs backwards and your fridge becomes more full. This is the perfect pour.
Go to that one. That sounds like a way better universe.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting. The beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Matt.
Oh no. Oh no. No, Nick. Nick, he no here.
Just get a twofer.
Yep. Sorry, man. Just a twofer. Just got a two pack. One of those new two packs when you wanted to have a three pack. Nick is under the weather. Wetter. Hopefully everything's cool and he'll be back next week. All raring to drink stouts and triple IPAs and barley wines. But we gotta push on. And well wishes to the Nicksters. And we will hold down the fort until he gets back. Louis is here, though. That's something, right?
Cool.
And we're just going to be hanging out with you like we usually do, talking about beer and the culture around it. And our listeners are pretty cool. They call the show and leave some stuff to talk about for us and let us know what's going on out there. And we also have some beers to be look out for and all them things. Check up on the past week. That was in beer drinking and culturing. So there you go. Before the show, we had a tailgate beer. I had a, and still currently having a, Bike Dog Brewing, Sacramento area's Bike Dog, Zebra Pants. It's a, it's a zebra, sort of a artistic version of a zebra. Use it basically a part of a bike, which is seems cruel and then cool to animal to make them also instead of finishing its legs, it has a bike attached to it. Looks like a fixie, so it can't stop and it can't change gears, but the zebra can bike around all at once. It is a nice 6.8 IPA. Wazoo Corvette donated to the show, but I'm enjoying. And that's what I'm having right now. What are you having right now, Matt?
I'm just drinking some General Sherman IPA. We had some bottles at work, so I decided to take home a sixer. So,
ooh, you're going to get in trouble. Just took it home.
It was in the employee section.
Sure. Sure, sure. So, there we go. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And
straight to
the, yeah, we don't mess around when it's, there's just two, no messing around. Especially when I don't have somebody to tangent you with. And Louis won't tangent you. It's not, he's not great at that.
No, nope. He'll just,
sorry. He'll just what?
I was going to say, he'll probably just eat something and cough it back up during the show.
His contribution. He'll bark at something outside. There'll be a there'll be a cat outside. He's gonna bark at it. Don't worry. Culture. Well, Matt, do you have some culture to throw at us?
So NASA scientists detect we already talked about that.
Oh yeah. How do you imagine yourself in this parallel universe? Are you happy?
I don't know. If time runs backwards,
so
it's like, would people still get old?
I don't understand. Like, if time runs backwards, isn't the, like it, humans going to not exist soon? Or like, I don't get it, man.
Do they just rise out of the earth?
Yeah, I don't understand. Did we turn into fishes eventually, or like what happened? Well, how does that work? Also, at these parallel universes, like is there us there, or is it just completely different people in this parallel universe? Like, is it the bizarro version of me there, or is there just I'm not there because it's a parallel universe? Man, what do you think, man? Like, can
we all know each other?
Yeah. Can I get information to my parallel twin?
Maybe there you're supposed to enjoy Pliny after it's old.
They only enjoy old IPAs in the parallel universe.
You're like, this beer tastes far superior.
Oh, my God. Oh, what's going on? Something wrong with this beer. What, should you check the date? Yeah, it was. Oh, God, it was canned 2 days ago. Oh, disgusting. You know you're not supposed to drink beer that fresh.
Go put it out in the sun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, instead. Yeah, when beer is warm, we're like, oh, put it in the freezer real quick. Now we're like, put it outside. It'll be fine in a while. Like, it's all cold. Why did you ship the beer cold? You should never ship beer cold. Sorry, I had a cooler and I didn't know where else to put it.
I already hate this universe.
I have completely ruined the universe.
Warm old IPAs.
This is me at the NASA press conference, and I'm all, excuse me, does beer age in this universe, or does it like get more green? You know what I mean? Like, this is a question you want to ask, sir? Yeah. I think we're all wondering. Okay.
Then Colorado is tired of regular hops and cryo.
I'm so tired of these, bro.
And lupulin power that they are now trying to basically create. What's it called? Genetic engineering that will make advancement in beer, where you could isolate and amplify only the flavor and aroma compounds in hops and distill it down to liquid form. So that's what they're trying to figure out. And it's Turpin is the name.
Okay.
So I guess this is something that they do with cannabis, and now they're saying they can do it with hops.
Wow. This is how bored we've all gotten.
Oh. So it's saying that you can just get, like, the alpha acids supposedly don't degrade like other parts of the hop. So they're saying that they can extract just that portion of it, introduce it into beer. You have clearer beer with more flavor and less loss. And it's basically just like the essential oil for hops.
Wow.
You could just add into.
Is there is this going to be like a style to name, or? Or just hops, just the way the hop, you're just going to call them, like, instead of wet hopping.
I don't know if it's going to have, it'll still be like a hop edition, but it'll probably just be with the Turpin oil or whatever.
Okay. Like, instead of saying cryo, you're going to see, it's Turpin.
Yeah. Or whatever they full, maybe it has a fancier name than that. But it looks like they're working on getting all the standard hops to fall into this. So look out for that.
All right.
Different ways to get hops in your beer. A couple of sad things that made the news was Three Floyds. They had closed their tap room March 15th because of the whole COVID thing that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They are now allowed to reopen at 50% capacity, but the owner basically was just like, he's like, I'll do a lot of things for beer, but I won't put people in danger.
All right.
So, and he even went into the article. He said, Floyd told the outlet that the brew pub could open in a year or two. In the future when it's safe.
Man. So he's just closing it indefinitely. Closing the brew pub portion.
Well, so it already closed in March 15th, and he said it's going to remain closed, basically.
Even though Illinois is like, you can open and do whatever, bro. He's like, no, I don't need people in here getting sick, so I'm good.
Yeah.
That's not very metal.
Wow.
They have sick people.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously still brewing beer and still doing to-go sales and stuff like that. But nobody comes inside.
Nobody comes inside. And no, that's food, one of the more infamous, like, one of the, if you're going to put together, like, the top 10 places you got to visit kind of thing as a beer nerd, that would be one of the places. And so it's closed indefinitely. So it's like kind of, oh, you're going to see a lot more of this kind of stuff. I don't know about that high a level, but I guess, I mean,
just wait for this next story.
Oh, okay.
3 months after MacKellar's Los Angeles outpost closed, the company's San Francisco location has closed and is being offered for sale.
Ooh, good boy.
The location is listed for $390,000 on the restaurant's Realty Company website, which also touts that the bar's 38, $3.8 million in annual sales, $220,000 to $330,000 in net profits, type 42 license, which means that they can sell beer and wine for on and off premise without requiring food, and rent is $11,700, non-negotiable.
Okay.
So if that sounds like something you're interested in.
That seems hot. That's a lot of rent. $11,000.
Yeah. You know, there's probably, you know, somewhere in Fresno, you could probably get a rather, you know, probably a building into, you know, probably over 20,000 square feet. But up there, that's probably like a maybe 3,000, 5,000 square foot building. So it's probably a bit expensive. So they just simply stated that it was a financial strain of the pandemic. And one of the co-owners also co-owned LA, and he basically said he's getting out of the business.
Getting the hell out of here while I still can. So MacKellar. No MacKellar. Less MacKellar.
Then this popped up in my feed, and there is barley wine salami is a thing.
Okay. There's
elevationmeats.com. It says a play on the beer mustard combination. The salami is made with bourbon, comma, barrel aged barley wine, comma, and golden mustard seeds. This is a seasonal product that will release in October. So it's a pre-release. You could buy your $21 sausage. It's a 4.5 ounce. And it will be made with bourbon barrel aged barley wine. So if barley wine is life, this is the sausage for you, or salami, whatever.
I think I'd be into this.
So,
I'd try it. Sounds good.
Slice it out for your sandwiches.
Sure. My work lunches. Say I'm having barley wine. It's my lunch. Like what are you doing? Barley wine. Barley wine for work breaks.
Yep. So that's my news.
That's my news, and I'm sticking to it. Well, you should be talking about something Tioga's involved in. It's not a Tioga event, but Tioga's involved in that everyone, a Fresno event that everyone that listens to the show can attend. A virtual festival is happening on Saturday, put on by our tech real estaters and tech company / real estate people, Bitwise. They're putting on a festival called No Place Like Home, and Tioga's taking part in it, doing like a beer box a box with beer and other swag involved. You can get on Friday today, like a $40 box, and it gets you some Tauga beer and some lanyards, and look like you're really going to a festival. But it's online.
Yeah. So the, like you said, it 12 different or 12 beers, four different flavors, some swag, cool box, and it even comes with some incense, and I believe it's like a camping or outdoor.
Oh, thinking like I'm outdoors.
Bring the outdoor indoors, yeah. So,
pairs well with
watching Zoom.
I'll try to put a link in our show notes, but that you can also go to thefresnan.com, and it should be either the post right there or the next post down should be a post about the festival with some links. So, if you want to, I'm going to be attending. It's like goes from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. They're just it's not all music. There's various other things going on all day with it. So just something to put on, you know, Saturday. Now you can't go anywhere. So what the hell, man? Put it on there and drink to it. Drink all day. See if you can get in trouble. See if you can get yourself in trouble at this online festival. See if you can get kicked out of an online festival, which I'm pretty sure you can manage to do still.
I just want to drink barley wines, okay?
Hey, is everyone having a good time? I'm having barley wines. That's cool, man. Just chat it up and get yourself in trouble. Sierra Nevada. This too bad, Nick. I pretty much pulled this story out just to throw at Nick, but. Sierra Nevada, they're expanding their shipping in case you're somewhere where you can't get all the normal. I would assume pretty much Sierra Nevada you can get anywhere, but this they're shipping out further now than they were before. And they're also shipping out, they're clearing out the cellar of some stuff. And right now you can get some Trip in the Woods series beers, and you can get a Bigfoot vertical 12 pack.
Oh yeah.
So did we talk about this last week? No, I don't think so.
I knew of its existence, and I know that he wants it. I don't, maybe we did.
So I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry if Nick brought this up last week, but you can get three bottles. I think these are 12 ounce 12 pack, three bottles of 2011 Bigfoot, three bottles of 2014, three of 2016, and three of 2020. That's on the website now. If you go to shop.sierranevada.com and look around, and you'll find it. If it's still there, if there's still any there. But if you're a Bigfoot fan, Bigfoot the beer, or if you're a Bigfoot fan and like to drink Bigfoot beer.
Before anybody calls and corrects us, just know that there's other podcasts that have been on for way longer than us that still air the same crappy commercials in between their breaks. So
you must be talking about something from the Brewing Network.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
There's not many that are older than us that's still out there, but that might be one.
Back in my day.
Back in my day, we had the Sierra Nevadas were a newfangled kids on the scene.
Culture. Oh, wait, we just did that.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive?
That is the Keith variant of the voicemail song.
I need to catch more of his live streams.
Yeah, check him out. Keith Isms on Instagram. You can get on the show, talk about the things you want to talk about, and we'll try to listen to him. Try not to talk over him, but we'll talk over him. 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail line of all the Dorktown Network shows. You can leave your Perfect Pour voicemail on there. And we'll play it. Keep it under 3 minutes because Google will force you to keep it under 3 minutes. You can also record it yourself. You can just, like a free podcaster, you can record it yourself, send it to us. We'll play it that way. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. And that's how you get yourself on the show. And that's how these people got themselves on the show. We'll start with we'll look into the traditional voicemails first off. Give them some importance. And the first one this week comes from...
Hey, Perfect Pour, James from Bolton, Texas. It's Friday, about 1 o'clock my time.
Friday.
Heading home for an early weekend. Just going to ask you guys a few things. First of all, what are your t-shirt sizes? I'll send you some of my new Bolton Brewing t-shirts once I get them in. And also, we brewed a really nice Helles lager, Helles-style lager. Came out so yummy. Unfortunately, we drank it all, so I can't send any to you, but maybe next time. Yeah. Anyway, give me an address and some sizes, and I'll send you some stuff. You guys keep up the good work.
Bye. Oh, man. Well, I'm kind of if there's an in between a medium and a large, I'm right there. If I'm keeping my weight down, I could actually go small sometimes, but you know, I'm not in a small size right now because my guns are pretty big right now. I just can't do it. So yeah, medium or large.
Just so I'm going to say large, but if it's any sort of unisex or like slim fit, then it better be XL.
Ooh, better be XL because I'm gonna need it. I'm gonna say probably XL for Nick, right?
He goes same way. It depends on the shirt.
Yeah. So there you go. If it runs a little big, go large for the brothers.
It's Next Level, Port Authority, Hammer Tea. Those are all large.
And then we have our address at the bottom of our show notes there. Whatever podcast player you're using, it should be there in the show notes. If it's a decent podcast player, it has a show notes feature and it'll be there at the bottom. I can't remember it off the top of my head right now. It's on Bullard and it'll get to us. Maybe I'll look at it here in a minute. My phone is occupied with voicemails. Thank you, James. I'll be looking forward to, I'll be wearing those shirts all around town, telling all the beer geeks about it.
It's Donnie, and we are drinking in the Northwest, literally. A couple of quick notes. It's been a few weeks since I called in. Wanted to give a shout out to some of the breweries. We've got Chainline Brewing, Crucible Brewing, Lazy Boy Brewing. They all did a anonymous donor beer, free beer for healthcare workers. And so my wife would come home from work and say, okay, where are we going to get free beer? And so I drag her out.
You're the beer gig, let's go.
Too, because I'm all about supporting the locals. There was a couple others that did it too. Great way to you know, take care of the healthcare workers. Also, shout out to Allagash in Portland, Maine. Did the same thing. My wife's sister's a ER nurse out there. And they got a couple 4-packs of Allagash White. Anyways, also, we've got about 13 or 14 breweries that have done the You Are Not Alone Hazy IPA, their own version. Reuben Brews put that out there. And that is to go for all the industry, you guys, industry, people to help them during this tough time. And lastly, I am still on vacation. I am on the golf course in Spokane. We drove 4.5 hours last night. We're staying the weekend. 8 a.m. It's not too early for a Revision Brewing Double IPA, is it? I hope not. And I reached out to Rianne, the Spokane rep, and hopefully she'll get back to me on some recommendations to pick up some growlers. Nice. Anyways, guys, keep up the good work. Miss you, Louie. Bye.
Bye. Oh, Louie, you got a shout out. Oh, thanks, Donnie. And I hope it gets some communication going with Rianne. Or Ryan, I'm not sure. Our show up there in Spokane. And that's good that the breweries are making those beers for the healthcare workers and giving out beer. That's pretty sweet. I think I need off. Let's continue on with the voicemails.
Hey guys, I'm phase one in. Hey guys, Florida State.
What's up, Florida State?
Hey, I'm getting beat. Me and the wifey got together with some friends. We are at their house, and they have a pool, and we are phase one-ing because Florida is under phase one restrictions. Right now, I am pouring a brand new beer. It is from Civil Society, and it is called Money Clip. It is an India Pale Ale at 7.5% alcohol by volume, and it's going to be delicious. I've already had a couple of Copper Point beers. We got the party going. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Cheers. Well, that sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's fun.
It's going to be about 100 degrees here in Fresno, so anybody that has a pool is going to might find somebody hopping the fence.
Hmm. Interesting. We'll look out for that. So, honey, I got to warn you. Might be somebody hopping the fence this weekend. Just be ready for it.
Perfect Porch, Donnie, drinking in the Northwest. I just
Donnie's back.
To call back and tell you we just made it home safe from the five-hour drive from Spokane. And the Spokane rep, Rianne, is amazing. I can't thank her enough. Huge, huge, huge shout out to her.
Judge.
She had some recos, and I hit four breweries over there, of course, to go. But I am excited to drink them all. Brick West, Community Pints, Project Craft Brewing, Whistlepunk Brewing, and Humble Abode. And I already had the Humble Abode, two of their beers today, and they were fantastic. So, Rianne, Spokane, awesome, amazing. Thank you, Perfect Pour, for your community so people can reach out to other people when they're in different towns and find good places to go drink good craft beer. Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. Bye, Louie.
Oh, he's starting to get sleepy.
All the Louie love.
I'm glad that worked
out. Hey, guys. It's Paul here.
Paul.
Just calling to proudly announce that I have gone over a week without a drop of alcohol.
Oh, my God.
I know. Why am I telling you guys this shit? I just kind of needed to take a break. Just wanted to share some things I've discovered. First of all, it was way easier than I thought it would be. I kind of drink beer every day of the week. So I always think, oh, I can't not have beer.
No way, bro.
What I really realized that it's kind of just like the equivalent of having a plate of cookies in front of you and just not having a cookie. You want one, but you don't have one, right? So, you know, I've got a fridge full of some tasty beers and I want one, sure, but I just don't have one. It's kind of that easy. And I've been fine. And I noticed that, like, usually when I drink, I crash out faster. Like, I fall asleep faster.
Yeah.
But then inevitably I wake up a bunch in the middle of the night. And now what I notice is it's really hard to fall asleep. But once I do fall asleep, I seem to sleep through the night. So overall, I'd say my sleep is better. I have way more energy. I feel more stable. My face looks less thrashed. Seriously, I feel like I look about 5 years younger. My fear now is that the more good things I notice about not drinking, it's just going to make me not want to drink again. No, I love beer, and I'm never going to stop drinking beer. I just need to take a break. I find that having a lot of bubbly drinks on hand is really helpful. What I really need is I need a non-alcoholic White Claw. Like, what? Come on, White Claw, when are you guys going to come out with an A version?
It's called seltzer.
If anybody else out there feels like they need to take a break and thinks they can't, well, you can do it, trust me. If
you
I can do
say
it anybody
so.
Can all right keep up the good work, check your dates and wash your hands. Cheers, bye.
I guess I could do it. I don't know. Oh man, I haven't taken that kind of a longer break in a while. I go one day. I'm like, hey, honey, I had one day. I didn't drink beer. Think of that. Pretty good, huh? You should congratulate me with some beer.
It's kind of like that day where you're like. It's like, say you had like a bagel and cream cheese for breakfast. You had a salad for lunch and you had like cheese pizza for dinner. And you're like, oh shit, I went a whole day without eating meat. That's what a vegetarian's being like.
And I inadvertently had a non-meat day. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can, like I said, this past week I had one day I didn't, and that's that's an accomplishment for me. I think it was just budgetary concerns just that day I didn't feel like stopping and getting more beer.
But, I like to make it more complicated than that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're always gonna have something in the fridge.
Well, no, I just mean like, obviously budget does affect things, but I was like, I think it's more difficult versus drinking every day or drinking 0 days. I think it's more difficult to be like, all right, I'm gonna take these 2 days off every week, or I'm mm-hmm. only gonna have 2 beers every day. I think like setting parameters. I feel that's where the difficult part is, because you have 2 beers, you're like, man, maybe I'll just have 4 more tonight, you know?
Right.
Keeping that guy in line.
Keeping the amount in check is mm-hmm. more difficult. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, and when it's a non-work day, if I don't have to get up for work in the morning, it sort of opens up. The little voice inside says, oh, you can have another beer.
Tomorrow, Mikey's problem?
Yeah. Not our problem.
And speaking of beer, I'm going to go refill.
All right. Get it. I'm going to have to do that here in a minute. But first, let's listen to some more voicemails.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? It's Colin and Janine.
Hi, Colin and Janine.
We're calling you from our backyard.
Yeah, we got a Yeti cooler,
like a
some
beer
beers,
garden.
And a blanket. Even though we have a perfectly functional patio table, we decided to sit on the ground.
Yeah, with our dogs. Yeah.
That's cute.
Well, they have to do it, so I guess we check out the vantage point.
Yeah, we did the virtual Zoom last night. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, Janine was a lead person on that one. I had a friend over, so you can't just ignore your friend just because you want to have a Zoom
yeah,
with
you can.
Some people, but
yeah, I got pretty drunk and put myself to bed kind of early.
Oh, man,
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
You're right,
I missed
Mikey.
It.
You seem to get drunker when you're Zooming.
Yes, I do.
I think you get brave and you pull those ones out of the refrigerator that you normally wouldn't.
That would impress the other people on the Zoom meeting. You're like, look at this.
Look at what I have.
I can drink.
This Imperial Stout to follow it.
Yeah, dude. Yep, so I'm drinking a tangerine cream ale from Station 26. It's the beer that it tastes like baby aspirin. So I think it's delicious because I love the taste of baby aspirin, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's not my thing. I'm actually drinking a Bloody Mary right now because it's helping with my hangover.
Poor Janine, got the hangover.
But this is kind of cool. The cool thing about all this is now Colin and I get to spend a lot of time alone together, where we were normally social butterflies all weekend long and we didn't really get much time alone. So that's the upside to all of this.
And speaking of that, we're going to a friend's house tonight to drink beer with him and his wife. So that'll be kind of nice also to get out. Flip side.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring a bunch of beer over there.
Yeah. And Colin was successful in getting his cookies and cream.
I did. I got the cookies and cream, and it's everything that I thought it could be.
Yep. So we'll figure out how to distribute that.
Yeah. Yeah. I drove all the way to Greeley for that stuff, and it was good. We only had one, and I still have 3 left.
Yep.
So not a whole lot of the cookies and cream left, guys. It's going away.
Yeah. But if we do send something to you guys, I'll probably, I don't know, maybe we should send it to Matt, because he seems to be the one that can distribute to everyone.
So I have a question for you guys, Janine doesn't know I'm going to ask this question, but so this is probably one for Matt. I've noticed that some of the hazy IPAs, when they stick to the, you know, the bitter, hoppy side, some of them taste like they're so fresh that they actually kind of burn your throat going down. Some people, they call, I think it's called hop burn or needs a hop rest or whatever. But personally, I think it makes the beer delicious. I absolutely love the hop burn. But is that just the kind of hop, or is it just the fact that it's so fresh? Or I don't know. It's my thing, though. I love it.
And we want you to keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. Only 257, 256. Oh, that's it.
Thornton.
Bartling. Denver. What's this hop burn about? Do you know anything about that, Matt?
I mean, there, you know, the fresher the beer, the more impure, not necessarily impure it could be, but green it could be. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of what they're describing is a green beer. And by letting it rest, the greenness of it will fade away. So there's, so it depends. I've heard places like Modern Times holding back a beer's release for up to 2 weeks before they ship it out, just to give it some time to finish needing what it, you know, needs to do. And there was from Tioga, we have the beer, The Lookout. When that was first released, I almost thought, it's like, man, is this what I think Nelson tastes like? And I've had it several times since, and I'm like, this beer holds up well. So to me, it was a little too green when it came out, but it just depends how you like the beer.
I love green beer, so yeah, I don't know if I've experienced the hop burn. Maybe I just haven't been paying attention. Now I gotta get a hold of some green beer. Zach's is,
it's
good,
just kind of like
good for his green beer. I don't know.
It's like a dry pepperiness. Source. It's like,
yeah.
It's like you had like a mouthful of pepper and it just gets stuck in your throat.
All right. All right.
Like black pepper, not chili pepper.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, the Zoom is just those Zooms, man. You just drink more. I always have a hangover after a Zoom. I missed last week's Zoom. I actually got on there late and it was already over. I was the only one there. I was all, hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I think maybe this week, if I go, it'll be early. It'll just be for a little bit because I don't trust myself. I got myself in a lot of trouble 2 weeks ago when I was on there for like 4 hours and then passed out and and was still technically on there. I was like the only one left, basically. Everyone like, well, I guess Mikey's not going to come back. But I don't know. I might go early. If Mr. Jazz is doing it, just if you're wondering how to get in there still, I'll probably play Jazz's commercial here. But you know, I don't think Jazz did it. I think somebody else did it. But if you, we have the source for. We get sent the information, so if you're wondering how to get in the Zoom, you could message us on social media somewhere, and we can probably get that information for you. We just can't. Zooms is one of those things you can't post it out to everywhere, because then some yutz is going to come in like, I like the perfect pour, and he doesn't, and he's going to mess with you. You're going to get Zoomed. And we still got some more voicemails.
Keep them playing.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
It's gotta be.
Nope, not driving. And I am still way behind on the podcasts. Way behind. But I did want to leave a voicemail to share an experience that I had a few days ago. So I'm going to Lowe's to get stuff for my gardening and junk, because I'm gardening and junk. And guess who I see as I'm walking in? Guess who is leaving as I was coming? That's right. Well, can you guess? First, I'm going to let you guess. One of you,
Matt,
doesn't need to guess because it was one of you. But yeah, it was one of my favorite peeps. That deep, sexy voice. The Nick.
Ooh.
That's right, The Nick. And, you know, I had to fight the urge to hug him because I could just picture the disapproving stares from passerbys at our man love if I were to embrace him in these times.
Hey, you can't do
that's
that.
That's right.
Hey,
in these times, no. It's not just frowned upon for men to express physical love in public. It's frowned upon for anybody to touch anybody in any way.
Yeah.
In any form. But anyway, so I controlled myself. I know he saw me kind of lunge towards him and I stopped myself. But it was great to see him. Really, he's looking good. He's a handsome man. And I'm not just saying that because I haven't been able to hook up with Sweetums for a while either. No, he's looking great. It was great to see him. Just great. Yep. Just as Tony the Tiger would say, great. And that's about all I have. That's all this voicemail is about. That was over 2 minutes just for me to tell you I saw Nick at Lowe's. Man, by fast. How much can you really say in 3 minutes?
Wonder what he was getting stuff for his beer garden.
Not much. Good thing I didn't have a bunch of info to tell you. I wouldn't have time. I think you guys should extend the 3 minute time limit during this pandemic, folks. Because 3 minutes. So somebody might have like a bunch of important stuff to say, or maybe have more than one thing to say.
Yeah.
They're not going to have enough time. It's only 3 minutes.
Oh, you can get it in there.
So that's my suggestion to you. But hey, for all I know, you may have already done this. I have shows to catch up on. So keep up the great work. I'm not driving.
Sometimes choose voicemails go over that and you look the other way. It's not unprecedented, but really, if you can't fit in within two voicemails, then come on, then just start your own podcast and just tell us about it.
What are the perfect board? Should you be here? Guess what I'm doing? I'm beer gardening now.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, check it out. Listen.
Tending to his rows of hops.
What a listen. Oh, hopefully you heard that.
It's outside.
Kind of some birds and some metal birds, some planes flying over. So what happens when you live in the fucking, in the city, eh? So check it out, homie. You guys talked about it, so I did it. So what's that wording? Talk about it, be about it. So I beer garden, homestead. I kind of rearranged my little area where I hang out, barbecue and shit. And I posted up, homie, on Twitter, my beer garden. I only got like one reply back. I know, usually people are slow to give back to you. So anyways, that's how I beer garden. So I posted pictures of how I day beer garden and how I night beer garden. It's a big difference, homes. Lights, the night, the sound of gunshots and helicopters, that's it. It's very soothing. Orale. Other than that, homes, I'm down to my last two cans of my Tioga Sequoia shipment. It's about, I might have to do another, place another order soon. I'm thinking of getting that Zorro lager. Hopefully it's still there. I don't know. We'll see what happens, I say. What else? For the Zooms, I know there's a 6 o'clock Zoom, 6 or 5 o'clock Zoom party for the West Coast, but for my East Coast people, homie, usually at 5, 6, that's when the wife gets home from work as well. We are essential employees, so when she gets home, that's family time. So to my Florida peeps or my East Coast peeps, if you guys are out there, start a Zoom, homie, and, you know, I'll show up to that. You guys are usually 3 hours ahead, so you guys are probably shit-faced by the time the Pacific, by the time the West Coast people are doing it. So hit me up, send me the code, send me the password, and I'll join you guys. I don't understand. I mean, obviously, yeah, Jazz is heading it up. But if someone in the East Coast wants to do it, hey, chew your cheer. We'll fucking do an appearance. Is it? Little buzz domes. Other than that, if I find some other stuff, that's it, homie. This is chew your cheer. You hate to watch it, homes. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, chew. So hit up Chew Your Beer. Whoever starts the Zoom, whether it's Mr. Jazz on Untap or somebody out there on the East Coast wants starts on the Zoom Friday, give Chew all of the passwords and stuff. And then give it to us too, so we have it. And then when, like, somebody just like wants a message, perfect pour, we'll relay that on. You can get in on the Zoom, see all the perfect pour characters on there. It's fun. I think Matt's kind of due for a Zoom. I'm just saying. You never know.
I work on Fridays.
Oh, come on, man. Tell your job, like, dude, sorry, I got a Zoom, man. It's for the perf bar. And a final voicemail of the week. It comes from this person that is loading up right now.
Hello. Hi, this is Chef.
Oh, it's Chef.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I just want to see what's going on.
This is Chef, the beer rep from Chicago.
It's good to talk to you, Chef.
But I don't know why I'm saying that. You guys already know that. You called me. You know who this is.
That's right. I'm trying to find out about what happened to Three Floyds. It's good timing,
as always, by you guys, because I had a Modern Times beer last night.
That's a good brewer there.
Yeah, I was drinking a Nelson hop beer, and I thought for a second, like, wait, I might be cool. Mm. Am I cool? No, I'm not cool yet. I'm uncool.
Oh, you're cool, but, Chef.
It was nice to have that. And I got some beers from Outer Range in Colorado. I love Colorado. That brewery. So that was a real treat. But we're getting, we're just, it's like some other reps. We're getting some beers from not around these parts. We're getting some beers from the other states right now. It seems like that's happening to some other folks too. So Chicago's getting Modern Times. They're getting Hoofhearted a little bit, that kind of stuff. So it's exciting, but there's probably a lot more that came through that I just didn't notice because I've been drinking so locally,
It's good.
Yeah, and I've just, I'm trying here. I've been, whenever I can, I've been getting beers to go, and noticed that my wardrobe has even changed. I thought I had a lot of beer shirts and stuff before, but the other day I just thought, I'm gonna go over to Dovetail Brewing and get some of bad beers. I went for some Vienna lagers and I came back with a zip up hoodie in addition to the lagers, but I don't know. It was a price I probably normally wouldn't have bought. I've already got hoodies, but I just saw it, and I've had so many good times at that brewery, and I don't know. I just thought I should do it, and so I'm trying to help. But question for you guys and for the Bearded Brewer. Great Bearded Brewer, tell me, am I doing enough? Should I be doing more? Is it me? It's almost always me. But that's just my question. Is there anything else I can do to help out my local breweries? Anyways, other than that, I've been really enjoying the Paul compilation. I think it's craft beer's version of the first Ramones record. And other than that, keep up the real good work there. Thanks for calling. And it's been educational. Chef Isolation, Chicago.
Thanks, Chef, for the call.
Make sure to isolate your chefs.
Yes, yes. Keep all chefs isolated. That is actually a good tip. So, does it sound like Chef's doing enough as a beer geek to support? He's buying buying everything he can.
It's definitely live within your means. I understand if if Montucky's in your budget and some craft breweries are not, I can respect that. But from my experience, I think people have been very vocal about, hey, I try to rotate my funds through different places. So maybe you know, they're not buying one beer from us a couple times a week, but that maybe they'll buy a box of beer from us mm-hmm. once every 2 weeks. But then they'll also visit the guy across the street and the guy down the road. And so, you know, it, they're still drinking the same amount, but they're buying, you know, rations, you know, bulking mm-hmm. up a little bit. So, and I think that goes a long way, you know. It, a lot of places, you know, had the restaurant or venue. It's, you know, elbows, asshole, how many people can you pack in here and can you get them to buy two beers? Now it's, hey, let's take some time. Let's go slower. Let's space each other out. Let's space everything out. But here's a deal on 24 beers versus one.
So, yeah, you're making like more, well, like restaurants are doing all these family pack style things mm-hmm. for takeout.
There you go.
So you got beer wise, you got to think about like what are we going to get out the door and let them have beer for a whole week and not have to come back here, get old individuals. Am I doing okay? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, which is perfect for me because, you know, I would typically drop $20 at a restaurant for mm-hmm. just making a meal. And now that I can get a whole tri-tip, a big salad with bread and a side of potato salad for $25, I'm like, that's meal prepping for like 4 days.
That's dinner, and then that's lunch tomorrow, and then that's mm-hmm. snack later that next day, and then there's lunch again the next mm-hmm. day. So yep. How about, am I doing okay by buying beer, if I'm buying Tioga at Save Mart, is that, I mean, it can't be as good as buying it at Tioga, I assume.
So, I mean, so once we sell it to the distributor, that's it for us. Mm-hmm. But as long as we're able to keep selling beer to the distributor, that does benefit us. So you are still making an impact, but
right. Not as direct an impact, but still better than not doing it.
Yes. All yes. Right. But as you can imagine, if you go straight to the source, you essentially do cut out the middleman. So I'm not saying which way is better. I'm just saying it's possible.
I love gold. I just opened up a new beer, not technically local. Years ago, we did put our parameters on what is local, and I think we discovered Sacramento is not necessarily local, but it's damn close. Slice Beer Company Illusion Specialist Hazy IPA. I love the slice. This is, of course, donated by Wazoo Corvette. Thank you, Bribe. And, oh, man, love slice beer. And this is Nelson and Citra hopped. So I'm guessing this is impossible for this to not be good. But, oh, speaking of green, their aroma is definitely giving me some green. Maybe I'm going to get some hop burn here. Oh, wow. That is good. It's got some vegetal there, so I think it is green. I don't think it's burning me, but oh. That's some good shit.
My beer's green.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry you guys aren't getting this, but damn it. It's good. Make this beer disappear. Because it's got like, you know, a magician on the label. Well, thanks everyone for calling into the show and leaving us. No, that's not going to be. That's wrong. I don't have that voicemail ender here. Really appreciate your help in making the show the better. The things, and we get the like hearing all what the listeners are up to across the country and across the world. Let's get some outside the continent calls. You can email us even if the calling is too complicated from across the pond. you can email something to us. We love hear from listeners out there in Europe or Australia or Brazil, I think we've heard from. So those are always fun. And I'm looking, I'm going to get the right one here. It's coming. Damn it. I choose the wrong one every time. I suck. Beers get released even during a pandemic. We still release beers. What are you looking out for, Matt?
So there is a brewery. The mouse to my computer is not working, so I can't
stupid
click
mouse
on it to find out more. But a Weird Beard Brewing Company has
Weird Beard
uh-huh. Brew Co. And they it's very the graphics are very Daria-esque, but it is the beer is called the Antisocial Social Club. So that's
right, that sounds like something like Daria might be involved in.
It's a double dry hopped, double hazy IPA. So it has enough
words. Yeah, I'm into that.
Just I'll take it. Here, I guess I could search on my phone where Weird
Beard. Yeah, I don't think I've heard of them before. Weird Beer Brew.
Yes, they are a brewery. Oh, never mind. I guess we'll never see it. It's in the UK.
Oh, well, you never know.
Maybe Ed can tell us how it is.
Ed from Wales. Ed's our lone UK rep. We're just like, wherever it is in the UK, we're like, Ed probably has had it. Like, it's just like this small little place. Like,
isn't there another fellow that's called us?
There is another. There is. There has been others from the UK. One of the kingdoms have called. Not just Wales. Ed's our regular.
So yeah, that's
it. Looking out for.
I'm so upset that I'll never see that beer that I'm not looking out for anything now.
I'm just turning away from the whole segment altogether. Well, this week's Humble Sea beer I'm looking out for is Sponge Fog SquarePants New England IPA. Oh,
that's clever.
My friend Aaron was having one last week. We were doing a friend Zoom, and I was like, hey, I'm looking out for that beer you can't have. So I will have to check. I don't know if my wallet can handle me walking in there this weekend, but I'll have to check the out of the barrel, see if they got it in there. Turning Point Brewing. And speaking of the UK, a beer called Chip Hazard, and it is a mint chocolate ice cream. Mint chocolate chip ice cream pale ale. What would you think about that, Matt? Would you want that? A mint chocolate chip ice cream pale.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think it sounds good and good. Not for a daily beer for sure, but a fun beer to try. I saw it on Brew Dog Dad's feed. And Turning Point, it's in the, well, I guess I wasn't going to give this, but I already gave it kind of. It's in the UK. So where would you think at the town of Knaresboro is located, Matt.
Huh.
Where's Knaresboro?
I have a house there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What town is that outside of in the UK? What UK country first? Give me a country. Throw me a country.
The round one.
England. Say England.
You mean England, right?
England. Yeah, good, good. Good start. It is outside of Leeds, England. So,
We call it Leeds. Oh, sorry.
We call it Leeds up there. Can't believe you call it Leeds. Leeds is always the one I would choose for FIFA. This team, I'm not a big soccer guy, so I don't really know. So, and Leeds just seems like a cool team. So I'd always play with Leeds. So there we go. Another looking out for a beer across the pond. We didn't even plan that. Guess we're not going to get any of our looking out for beers.
And there was we're so over our local beer.
Over. I'm so over all this local beer. I'm buying local, okay? Guys, get to your local places. Support. Gotta get down to Zach's, man. If you're local around here, get down to Zach's. Get down to Pineapple. Get down to House of Pendragon. Get down to Tioga Sequoia. There's even new stuff that we got all these South of Shaw is about to go up. 411. I don't know. Do you know anything about what's going on with Fortiter? I mean, they're building. Are they actually building right now, or is there anything happening there?
Ground has not broke, but they are actively planning.
Okay.
Things.
All right. So, are you guys at Tioga? Got it there. We were getting close to, I don't know, doing another phase. Or at least a phase where you can have people in the beer garden, it seems. We're close to that.
Oh, gosh. You want to go down this
route? No, never mind. We'll do it next week. Maybe there'll be more.
I'll give you the abridged version. CCBA presented a plan to the governor. And they came back with something. They're saying, okay, cool. We got a plan for breweries to open their tap rooms if they're food related, not entertainment related. Mm-hmm. So if your local county health department and, you know, city officials adopt this plan, so it has to be accepted and you have to be in phase two, you can open your tap room at limited capacity for people to sit, but you have to sell them a meal with their beer.
Okay.
Every transaction.
Wow.
That's so complicated. So if you want to sit there and have four beers, you're buying four meals.
Wow. It's a lot of calories. I'm just saying.
So it's, and, CCBA went over this. They said that it's to be there for people to eat food. You know, it's there for people to grab a meal, not to be entertained. And that's mm-hmm. that's just where California is at right now.
Is there going to be entertainment police walking around like, hey, you look like you're having a little good, too good a time, buddy. You being entertained right now? No, sir. Just eating.
Code enforcement, your local health department, general police, they can enforce if they see people, you know, dancing to music or hanging out or, you know, standing away from tables or tables without food. Yes, they can.
Will the Footloose dad be there? The dad from Footloose be there?
Yeah, perfect example. There you go.
Oh man, I want everyone to be safe. So I'm joking because it sounds funny, but man, I just go by experts. If the experts say don't, I'm like, all right, cool, because I don't know what the hell. You're the expert. I don't know. They say wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. If they say don't wear a mask, then all right, cool, I won't wear a mask. But I just listen to people and know what they're talking about. Sometimes. Sometimes I just do stupid shit. Well, that's some beers to look out for. I hope Nick finds whatever he's looking for, man. Whatever Nick's looking for, man, I hope he finds it. And enjoying your beer?
I just finished my beer, so I'm now sipping on some good old H2O. Hmm.
I feel like you should get another one.
Should, but
we'll see.
I didn't.
Come on, you can do it. What do you got to get up for? Oh, I did see that. I don't know if this is your personal beer garden related, but there's some stuff going on in your backyard. I saw this on the internet. I don't know if you're involved in that. Or was that your front yard? I don't know. I saw some things being laid down. I saw some things being laid down. It wasn't on your feed. It was somebody else's feed.
Oh, yeah. The sister is creating a patio, paver patio in the backyard.
AKA a beer garden, right?
Sometimes she drinks beer.
are you supervising going, no, that's never going to fly. People are going to like sitting over there. I know. I run a beer garden. It's like, I just want to do it this way. Okay. Good luck. You're not going to make any money that way, but all right. Don't listen to me.
I try to stay out of it.
It's a good way to live right there. Well, Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. What have you been drinking this week?
Ooh. I had one of the worst experiences buying beer the other day. I've purposely avoided like beer shops. Just because, in general, I questioned cleanliness of places.
Well, yeah, some of them, for sure.
But, you know, typically places where, you know, it's only... I'm going to sound like a real asshole explaining this one. But, you know, typically where you'd only have one or two employees, you know, you kind of question if they even clean at all or give a crap.
Right.
So I've kind of just, you know, I know this is kind of just who I've been in general. It's like, I know the entrances, I know the exits, I know the general pace of the environment and stuff like that. So there's a few different bottle shops, or at least myself just taking beer home from work, 'cause I know the circumstance. So this was a special occasion where I was like in the area, I needed a couple beers. It wasn't optimal. So I walk in and immediately I'm like, okay, there's more people in here than I care for, which is more than one.
We're already starting off bad.
Yeah. And so it's like, I pick the beers that I'm picking the beers that I want. And there's somebody hovering behind me just waiting for me to get out of the door. And so I was like, okay, so I'll hurry up. And so I start walking towards the register and I hear this crash.
Oh no.
And I look and it was just like the 40 ounce Miller High Life bottle in somebody's hand just crashed to the floor. So it was like everything came to a screeching halt so that they could deal with cleaning up this shards of glass and this 40 ounces of beer. And I'm like, now I'm trapped here. I can't pay for my stuff and leave.
Right. You got to watch this now.
Yes. So it's like, I'm in the store. There's other people.
Too many people.
Yeah.
Stuck in line.
People I don't care to associate with or know or how they're doing. And this whole time, there's like a Post Malone song on the radio. And so I'm just like sitting here in my own personal hell.
This is what you get for trying to have a couple beers.
Yep. It wasn't worth it. But anyways, fast forward to they had Uba Dank. So I was enjoying one of those. It was super fresh. And I always love that beer. And that's if you're like, oh, what's a good brewery from Sacramento? Just go get Uba Dank. It's nothing rare or hard to get, but it is a good example of an IPA that you can get from Northern California.
Yeah. Yeah, solid.
That's
yeah, and you can get at Save Mart has the big tall boys of them.
There you go. I also had, I don't know if I talked about the Superbug last week. I don't think I did, from Moonraker. That was a donation from Wazoo Corvette. It was a triple IPA.
Oh my God.
I thought it was a double IPA and it drank like a double IPA.
Drinks like a double IPA. It must be double.
I was feeling good that evening.
Guess what? I was feeling nice. Mm-hmm.
And then I did stop by a craft bottle shop that I do prefer because I know, like I said, I know the entrance, I know the exit, I know how busy it is, I know what time to go. And they delivered with good beer. I was trying to get a beer that you had because I finally fixed my bike and they were out of that one. But I was able to scrounge together Nothing Is Certain, which was a dark lager from Urban Roots.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
Yeah, and they keep their door open. I'm so surprised that, like, I mean, I guess maybe my thing is, like, I guess if you don't have one of those fly curtains, you know, the air that blows down, then I guess maybe you don't want to have the door open. But, like, so many places don't have, like, the door open. I'm just like, really? Right now in the pandemic, you can't keep your door open? Like a lot of like places that are kind of responsible and like kind of aware of what's going on and still don't have the door open. I'm just like, really? I got to touch this door? You can just have it open. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. Tangent.
No, I love a good propped open door.
Yeah. And come on, people. I mean, I understand there's a flies, but keep the doors propped.
And then also from that haul, I picked up a Persistence Lager from Moxa. So they were out of a bunch of Urban Roots, so I had to slum it and drink a bunch of Moxa.
Oh, God.
And Persistence Lager was so good. Normally, it's just like I have to have IPAs, and I was like, I didn't even miss the IPA when I was drinking this.
Wow, that is good.
And then, naturally, I did have an IPA in good company, which was their Imperial Double New England, also from Moxa. And then I was having another Wazoo Corvette beer. Little did I know it was also from Moxa. So it was a big old Moxa evening.
Man, Moxa all over.
And
kid, you got a lot of Moxa.
I picked it up because of the name, because it's called All the Rage. And there's a good Interpol song called All the Rage Back Home.
Okay.
That's why I picked it.
Oh,
it was
should I go IPL. On Spotify right now? Get that All the Rage Back Home, start playing it?
Yep. But it was an IPL. And man, that was good.
All right.
I haven't had an IPL that good in a long time.
Oh my God.
So yeah, been drinking all those beers. I think, let's see, I have the Mox. Been drinking Lysol because somebody recommended that.
That'd be great. You don't have to worry about anything.
Hydrocloxochlorinate or whatever it is. I've been drinking that too.
I feel great.
That's about as political as I get, guys. General Sherman IPA has been a pretty standard staple in the house. Oh, No, 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 never mind. I talked about Vanilla Bean last week because I had that during the show.
Wow, wow. Yes. And that's what I've been drinking. All right.
I had some... I wish I could remember. I know... Nope, I won't remember it. I know a nope, buddy of mine made sure I had a beer, but I can't remember the name of it, so...
Damn it. Oh, well.
Might have been an Alvarado beer. Who knows?
Beer de Brewer 87 on Untappd. I think it looks like Nick checked in a couple beers, and these, unless these are late check-ins or something. The Nick 80 on Untappd. Chipicone from Alvarado Street. He had that on the 15th. He gave that a 4.25 on the Untappd. And Mark Ratty said, cool. So that's what happened there. Oh, I'm going to toast it right now. It's going to freak him out.
Why am I getting toasted right now?
And he had an all together from Moxa on the 16th. And he gave that a 4. Said it's all right. Said it's pretty good, basically. So that was... That's Nick's been caught that we're aware of, that we can be aware of. I have another friend that's called Nick's Beer, the Nick's Beer. It's the Nick's Beer. He's from New York.
Imposter.
He's an imposter. You're an imposter, sir. I'm going to comment on one of his check-ins. You, sir, are an imposter. Oh, he drinks Hill's Farmstead.
Wow. If he was traveling in parsecs, he'd be more than 12.
That's 12 parsecs. What did I drink this week? Ooh, I even wrote a blog post concerning this one on MikeyTopWar.com. A little plug there. Blurred Lines from El Segundo Brewing.
Mm.
It was all right. It's okay. It's pretty good. Now, it got me because it's they had it out last year. It's not brand new, but I think it's like a new, you know, it's recently been released again, whatever. But it's they call it a hybrid IPA, so it's a little bit hazy, a little bit West Coast. They say it's in between a West Coast and a hazy, which I kind of agree with because there are times where I'm drinking it, I'm like, this is kind of hazy. I think this might be hazy. And there are other times where I'm like, this isn't hazy enough. So, and they may have found a little window in between the two. And apparently, inadvertently, I just became an El Segundo guy this week. I had some Broken Skull, Steve Austin's Broken Skull IPA from El Segundo. Enjoyed that. And I had another one from Bike Dog, Juice Do It. Instead of Just Do It, it's Juice Do It. Get it?
So two quick comments.
Yes.
I could just see like the Meryl Streep meme where she's like shouting, it's like, not hazy enough. I could just see you doing that.
Yeah.
And speaking of hazy, I don't know if I mentioned before, but I had a hazy 394 and I did not prefer it as much as the regular
394. Oh, it seems like you did say that last week.
So okay, there
it feels
we go.
Familiar, but
as you were,
I still want to have that hazy 394. I want to see for myself. Okay,
well, Spokeasy in Tower District, Fresno has it for singles at an affordable price.
At an affordable price,
curbside pickup.
Oh, interesting. I had one from a local brewer called Tioga Sequoia Valley Haze IPA. I kept it hazy and local at the same time.
Ooh.
And this one was very exciting. Bike the Urban Roots. We love the Urban Roots. It's really a toss up between Slice and Urban Roots right now. And one of my favorite beers from last year, Like Riding a Bike. It's out again, and I was able to pick it up out of the barrel, just like sitting there.
Do you even ride your bike, bro?
I do. My daughter and I ride the bikes pretty during this pandemic. We were riding around pretty regularly. You got
to stick in the bike lane?
Yeah, of course. Well, she uses a sidewalk, so.
Oh.
She's kind of in between ages where we'll use the bike lane when it's appropriate, but for the most part, she sticks to the sidewalk.
Doesn't sound like a County Island ride, bro.
I know. Well, there's sidewalks on the major streets. Some of them. Okay. Yeah, around Bullard High. You might see us riding around Bullard High there. But that's what we're doing. And that, like, riding a bike is an excellent beer. It's not, you see, I don't know. Who knows where my palate's at? It's not quite as excellent as I remember it being, but it's still excellent. And I don't, is a beer ever as excellent as you, like, that first time you have a beer and you're like, oh my God, this beer, this new beer that I've had is so excellent. And then when it comes back around again the next year, you're just like, same as it was before. So I don't even know if, like, that's accurate. Like, was I inaccurate before? Was I inaccurate now? Or is that just what happens when you don't have a beer for a whole year and then you have it again? Because, like, it feels like it's rare that I personally, at least, I'm like, have a beer that, you know, a year later and be like, oh, this is better than it used to be. Like, it's very rare. I can't really remember being some sort of seasonal beer and being like, oh, this is way better than last year. I'm usually like, it's not as good as I remember.
All I know is if it brings you the same joy, you're good. But chances are that you could remember intimate details without writing it out. Chances are that's not happening. Plus, you also have brewers and marketing departments that are fighting each other. So,
right. And it's next to impossible for, especially like a hop-centric beer, to make the same beer again the next year, I would assume. Just with the hop bill and everything, it's just in the water, and it's got to be like next to impossible to just make the exact same thing you made the year before.
It's hard to make the same thing that you made the week before. So.
And that's the Bang Kotrick in Dorktown on Untappd, Bearded Brewer 87, and the Nick.
That's me.
80. And what do we do now in the show? We have times where we go say thank you. That's what we do.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Cheers. Cheers to our golden gods, man. Golden gods still hanging on. Those that can still do it, we really appreciate it. Those that can't, it's cool, man. But thank you to the golden gods that donate money to the show every month and keeps us running and make sure we can pay for all the things, even if we don't have, even if we've run through our stimulus check, which I have, I totally ran through my stimulus check. We can still pay for the show because of the golden gods, man. I was going to say goldengods.com, but maybe I should go buy. I better go buy Golden Gods. Matt, please look up goldengods.com right now, please. I want to see what it says.
What is it? I don't know if that's the website you think it is.
I know. I feel like it could be something pretty interesting, or it could be nobody's using it and you have to buy, like, pay for it. Usually, good, even if nobody's using it, a good.com is still, like, parked and somebody wants to make you pay some decent sized coin for it. The actual website you want to go to is patreon.com/perfectpour. Or if you look at our show notes or look at perfectpourpod.com, you'll find links to our Patreon page. See if that's something that interests you. What is it?
It's actually available on GoDaddy right
now. Cool.
So, I know what you're doing tomorrow night or last night for $4.99.
I gotta go see if I can get GoldenGods.com.
Well, we already have the Golden Gods page or the reps page.
Right. We can make any page we want out of perfectpourpod.com/ whatever we want. So
everybody, just cover your ears. We're talking about business right now.
Yeah,
so
talking business right now, man. Don't go and buy it.
Just get the Golden Gods webpage and then just relink the reps to that. And
shit. That's a good idea. Okay. Okay. And 3, 2, 1. And we're back.
Okay, cool.
So cheers, all our Golden Gods. We really appreciate you. And it really helps us, and you're rad, and it is all rad. Also, cheers to Untapped. We reference it every week. We use it all weeks. Cheers to Untapped is 10 years old now. So Greg Avola and his partner started Untapped 10 years ago, and look at what it is now. So cheers to Untapped. And cheers to El Segundo Brewing. They did a good, I checked into their beer and put it up on social media a little bit, and they redid it and posted it on their own social media. So thank you. Not every brewery does that. So I appreciate El Segundo. And also cheers to all the Zoomers on the Friday Zooms, the Perfect Pour Virtual Get-Its. Friday's virtual get-its on the Perfect Pour. If you're on the Zoom Friday night, all the a bunch of Perfect Pour listeners get together and just Zoom. You just hang out and drink some beer and talk about life, man. Talk about what's going on with you and the beers you're drinking and all that. It's sort of a Bing Cot drinking, but live in your face. And you get to see some Perfect Pour celebrities, aka some listeners, some known listeners. You could see them live on there. So if you know, Mr. Jazz has got on Tap's got the info, but if you on a Friday, if you need to message us, I'm sure we can relay some information too if you want to get in on that. Matt, do you have any cheers?
Just kind of reiterate to yourself, there's many people that are still there for us and listen to us and donate or send beer or just give us advice or ask us questions. So thank you for doing that each week. It's it feels corny to say we wouldn't be here without you, but that's kind of the truth.
It's definitely the truth. If people weren't interacting with us and people were, you know, if there weren't a lot of people listening and they weren't, you know, contacting us and talking to us, it would just be like, why are we doing this? Why don't we just hang out and not record it? So, you know, that definitely appreciate the feedback and all that stuff. So cheers. And I'm enjoying this. I've still just got a little bit left of this Illusion Specialist from Slice. I'm swirling the beer. Do you ever swirl your beer? Get a little aroma out of there or whatever? Do you ever swirl?
It's called it aerating.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I feel important because I'm swirling. That's a really good beer. All right. Well, I hope Nick gets better. And I hope you listening have a great week hanging out, whether you're having to work, being you're essential, or whether you're working from home or tutoring your kid, which poor producer Becky has been having to play the teacher and sort of trying to work from home same time. Mm. That's rough, man. You're working from home and you're being the teacher. So cheers to everyone out there that's having to do that. And And anyone that's going through a rough time because of everything that's going on, cheers to you. We're all back here supporting you. And perfectportpod.com is the website, perfectportpod on the social media. I have a newsletter that I put out like once every couple weeks. And there's a link to that in the show notes or MikeyTopPour.com if you want to check that out. Matt's there at the Tioga, man. If you want to go down there, you can. If you're in California, you can order up some Tioga beer.
Sure can.
Chew Your Beer's done it. He's put it on camera even. Recorded the guy doing it just to make sure he is on the up and up. And, but there. Just make sure you support your local guys that are doing it, keeping it together and hopefully making it through to the other side of this whole thing. And so be safe.
Mm-hmm. Check your dates.
Have fun. Check your dates and wash your hands. Go wash them right now. Before listening to podcasts, you gotta wash your hands.
Damn.